and you are listening to the Texas Standard. The Biden administration is grappling with a huge challenge on the southwest border as the number of crossings and border apprehensions continue to rise. And under new border enforcement changes from the Biden administration, officials are allowing in some migrants and sending others back to Mexico. Now there's a new wrinkle, however. Some places in Mexico are refusing to take the migrants back. So U.S. authorities are flying them to other parts of the border in search of places that will accept them. From KTEP in El Paso, Angela Cucherga reports.
On the busy Paso del Norte International Bridge, a dazed group of about 40 people, mostly parents with young children, have just been ushered across the borderline to the Mexican side by U.S. immigration agents. Multiple people ask me where they are. The group is more than 800 miles from where they had originally crossed the border into South Texas a few days ago. They say they were put on a plane that morning, but not told where they were going. They landed in El Paso, were bused to the International Bridge, and now are back in Mexico.
Tengo mi esposo y mis dos hijas.
Jerry Oyedo, a young father from Honduras, says he crossed the Rio Grande with his wife and two daughters, ages 8 and 6. As he tries to borrow a cell phone to call relatives in Georgia, his older daughter crouches down and vomits on the pavement. A street vendor on the bridge watching the scene hands out free water for the children. A mother sits on the ground outside Mexico's immigration office and breastfeeds her baby. There's no space in the shelter, says Daniel Martinez. He works with Mexico's federal government to provide aid. He and two co-workers tried to calm the migrants, but by now, confusion has turned to desperation, and the migrants with cell phones make frantic calls.
No se engañaron.
Suri Maldonado says she felt tricked. The 27-year-old mother traveled from Guatemala with her toddler and crossed into South Texas. U.S. officials could not return them to Mexico because authorities on that stretch of border aren't taking Central Americans back. So they were put on a plane to El Paso. Daily flights carry up to 300 migrants from one end of Texas to the other. Maldonado says back home in Guatemala, she was told the U.S. border was open. Most of these migrants have paid what they call a guide, actually a smuggler, to get them up to the border and across. Misinformation spread by smuggling organizations is helping spur this surge in migration from Central America. Guadalupe Correa Cabrera is an expert on organized crime and immigration at George Mason University. She says smuggling networks are reassuring people.
You're going to be able to get in, and this is exactly what they are telling them.
Dijo Tortinamit, Estados Unidos.
Ni arriesgues a tu familia y a tu comunidad.
In radio ads in both Spanish and indigenous languages, the Biden administration has tried to counter that narrative, telling would-be migrants in Central America the border is largely closed during the pandemic. But it's a mixed message because the administration is allowing migrant children and some asylum seekers to cross. Meanwhile, smugglers are aggressively marketing to migrants who are desperate to escape poverty, violence, and corruption, with testimonials from people who say they reached the U.S. and are doing well.
Social media allows people to know that others have been able to make it. And this is the selfie. I am here. I am in the States. I'm in this city.
But there are no selfies by migrants stranded on the Paso del Norte Bridge, like Ana Vasquez and her 5-year-old son. She says she fled El Salvador after her husband was murdered. She and her son crossed into El Paso, but the Border Patrol turned them back. They've been living on the streets in Juarez. For now, she's relying on her faith and the kindness of strangers who gave her some snacks for Rudy, her son. He keeps asking, "Mama, when can we go home?" I'm Angela Cocherga in Ciudad Juarez.